This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I'm going to begin with a Shalom Aleichem. Happy to be back. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the schus of continuing saying the shir. You never know who's giving more to who. I feel you're giving me more than what I'm giving you. Either way, we could argue about that later. I thank you. You're thanked today for this chus. We decided to try a few shiurim on Seder HaTefillah. We'll try to begin with the actual Seder. Learn up the Seder. You know, Tefillah is Dvarim She'aimdim Berumei Shalaylam. Chazal tell us it stands on the peak, Rumei. The Rumei Shalaylam, it's such something so elevated, so huge, so great. Ubnei Adam Mizalzalim Bohen. Chazal use a very strong language, starke lashon, mizalzalim b'hem. What do Chazal mean by mizalzalim b'hem? Do Chazal mean that we disrespect the tefillah? Does it mean that it's cheap? And we behave towards it with oifen shel zilzul. Zilzul is a very strong language. I'm sure that in the shmuzin that are given to talk about not to speak during davening and how one should be in the shul more than out of the shul during davening, I'm sure this chazal is used. But it's possible, Rabbi Isai, that chazal are not being ma'ashem, not telling that Eden don't behave. It's necessarily that's not muchach, that's the lush of the chazal as moichiach. Zalzel can mean they don't appreciate or understand. A person that gets acquainted, he gets used to something. No. Could you imagine peak events in a person's life? Peak events, he looks forward to it. He's excited. Ah! He comes with a ganze cheshek. The same event, if a person would be there and see it every day, no. It's not the same chshivas and not the same excitement. Possibly Chazal are not telling us that Eden bad. That doesn't mean chas v'shalom. They're talking chas v'shalom in the middle of chazal sashatz. It doesn't have to mean that. Even though if that happens, you should take this chazal as a good musa. But it means in general, we don't have a proper harache of the tremendous thing that we have, a schus, a tremendous maila, a tremendous weapon in our artillery. When you don't understand and appreciate what you have, no. Could you imagine three times a day, Mekum, Meleif, Shachris, Mincha, Meirif, is Dvarim, She'aimdim, Berumai, Shalaylam, Ubnei Adam, Mizalzalim, Bahem. Why? Why are people mezalzel and tefillos? Like I told you, the first thing is because it's common. Anything that a person does often enough, He loses the chashivas for it. It's not that exciting. You know, as a Rav, he tests the waters, so to speak. Thermometer the waters of the davening always. In the same day, the same tefillah, Shachris, Psukei Dezimra, comes to Hallel. Everybody is Meshayit, Mekvitchit, Hallel, made a thing. And I wonder to myself, was is Hallel, was is Psukei Dezimra? It's doch dieselbe Sach. It's the same kapit. You're schmeichling. I'm telling you, I thought about it. I felt it. The same people was schlafen durch Psukei Dezimra. Good, we make the chabracha, shekitzon. Okay, Yidden haben lieb ton mitzvahs. Okay. Und wer sagt, Psukei Dezimra, nicht kein mitzvah? Okay. But you'll notice, what's the difference? Well, Psukei Dezimra, huh? Gut, machst du die Kasche besser? Sagst du mir, ich frage gut, ich bin mir eher gut. So get the same Davin, try. You know what they say? Pay attention in Davin Yeshul, you'll see that I'm 100% right. When it comes to you skip, you have to quick Asher Voltsivach, quickly, but you stop, I have to make up. It's come to Allah of Shrein, I'm quitched. I'm going to tell you something so interesting. The beginning of Hallel is a lot stronger and a lot louder than the end of Hallel. Pay attention to that also. Maybe that's why we sing at the end of Hallel. Ready by that time, darf man untersingen ein bisschen, meire sein dem Zibur. Ich will akopanim rabbi sein. This is Adam. It's human nature. Yeah. But there's another thing. Davening takes a lot of concentration. Davening takes a lot of concentration. To say words and the mind is somewhere else is very, very difficult. Today, people have difficulty concentrating because they have so many tirdas, so many problems, so many things that are, don't let a person sit, concentrate for more than a minute. And that itself is another reason that people are not mechaven by davening. I like to say things simply. And again, Chas v'shalom, Yidden as a heilige, heilige folk. Listen, Rabbi Yisrael is very lucky to have us.
We're lucky to have him.
That's the truth. But I have to say it from the Avos Yisrael angle. And that is, he's very lucky to have Klal Yisrael. Believe me, we're good people. Amos, the most devoted nation in the whole world. It's very difficult to concentrate when this is bothering and that, and deltid, and panosa, and kinder, and shidduch. The list is endless. The list is endless. But you know, Rabbi Isai, that's gufa the reason we should be mechavim by davening. Ha gufa. Because it's so difficult, and because we have so many tildes, and because we have so many things that bother us, this is what we should turn to the tefillah. We should turn to davening. Because this is our solution. It's not a problem, the davening. It's the solution. They don't realize what they have. They would approach davening with much greater cheshek and much greater kavanah. What's a good advice to have kavanah in tefillah? There's a beautiful pirish on Siddur which we're going to use a lot. Siach Yitzchak. Siach Yitzchak, the Goyin, the Gros Siddur, has the pirish Siach Yitzchak. He says that many people asked him why he wrote his pirish on Siddur. Siddur, doch für Kinder lach, ich weiß. Schreib auf Teiswis, auf Rabarber, bist du ein Goyinik, schreib auf ein Goyin. What are you busy writing on Siddur? What do we need so much? And they would say, you come and give me Torah about the words of the davening. Halavai should just translate the words. You want us nachtav, pirushim, and pshatim, and understanding? That's what he writes in the beginning, dagdamit to his siddur. And then he says that they're completely wrong with this idea. Because punkt verkehrt, the more you write and we delve into the pirush of the tefillah, the more you'll be able to mechaven in the tefillah. The more you realize the depth, what the tefillah means, you could identify with those words how it applies to you, and how the tefillah is giving words to your hergeshim, and that's I added to the words of the Siach Yitzchak. We have so many hergeshim, we have so many feelings, and they're so dominant, they're so hidden. Or is dormant, excuse me. They're so dormant and they're so hidden. It's very hard to express. The tefillah gives us an outlet. If we understand pirush hamilim, the words themselves, the oimik of what it means, what it stands for, gives words to the hergeshim that we have. And mitzvah Hashem, I'm going to explain you this a little more as we dwell into the beginning of the siddur as well. He continues and he writes that when he was young, he asked Hagayin HaTzadik, Ramavtali, Ritz, Av Bezdin. The Av Bezdin, Ramavtali, Yaretz, Av Bezdin, the Pei. What is a good advice to give people they should have kavon in tefillah? And the answer he gave was, a new pshatin in the davening, a new taich in the davening. Every time you daven, you have another angle to understand the words. That's going to give you a sense of kavana. To have timim mechavin, taich, the oimik, what it means. Don't forget the words were anshei knesses hagdela. Same way you understand with daflel and tesis be'ion, daflel and the davening be'ion. Befrat, a big chelk of the davening abesa is psukim. Tach psukim. Lel tach chumish be'ion. The Shabbos kumim mit teira faf pasuk mit arashi. Davening is no different. If you would come and understand, be ma'ayin, the interpretation, the oimik, you'll see you'll have tremendous kavana. You'll identify with the words of the tefillah, because if you dwell deep inside you, you have all those hergeshim and all those kavonis. Got to bring it out. And the tefillah gives us a nusach. So let's begin with the beginning of davening, which is a good question, where davening begins. So you look on the paper, you'll notice that davening begins, no, with brachas. That's what it says, right? Brachas. Some karbonis, some brachshama, it depends on, you know, which shul you go to. Where davening begins. Okay. Actually, according to the Oitzer HaTfilis, davening begins with Matoivu Alecho Yaakov. That is the beginning of davening. Matoivu Alecho Yaakov, Mishkan Eisecha Yisrael. There's a lot of talk. Why is this the beginning of davening? And interestingly, it happens to be Bilam's words. Matevo Alecha Yaakov. We borrowed from Bilam his appreciation of Tevo Alecha Yaakov. I'm not going to go into that right now, but I first want to begin with what is the beginning of davening Matevo Alecha Yaakov. So in Eitzat Tfilis, it says that this is Netilas Rishus V'humana Lamaid B'makayim Kadesh L'Hispalel. Person has to begin with an introduction, permission. Just like we begin the Shemoneh Esrei Hashem, Sfasai, Tiftach, Ufi, Yagi, Tila, Secha. We must begin davening, Matevu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I'm coming, I'm focused. Matevu, Alecha, Yaakov. Ani Bereiv, Chazdecha, Avoy, Beisecha. It's Hashem. Next week we're going to speak more. What does Bereiv Chazdecha mean? Does Bereiv Chazdecha mean future chsadim, looking for them? I'm looking for the future chsadim. Does it mean Bereiv Chazdecha, past chsadim? V'ani b'raiv chazdecha means right now that I'm zeicha with your chesed to be able to come to daven to you. Probably does mean all three. And Amir Hashem will explain tefillah, if you understand. Tefillah is about the avar. Tefillah is about the asid. Tefillah is about right now the hoiva. No matter what matziv you're in, most people come to shul and they have a lot of things that bother them and a lot of things that are mates at them. Again, v'ani b'raiv chazdecha, I understand the chesed that I can come here and daven to you. On many different levels, it's a tremendous chesed, no matter what's the tzaris, what's the problem, and what's eating at you. But this emitz Hashem, we're going to leave for next week. Tafataych devani b'raiv chazdecha. You hear? Past chesed, or future chesed, machleik is the radak and other achreinim. Or it means v'ani b'raiv chazdecha, now the chesed that you give me, dvarim sh'aymdim b'rumay sh'alaylam u'bnei adam mizalzalim b'hem. What is it based on? Based on a pasuk. The pasuk says beis alikim na'alech b'ragesh. Pasuk says that when you come to the house of the Eibishter, David HaMelech says Tilim Perik Nunhei Pasik Tezvav, a person needs to come beregesh, with an emotion, with a feeling. You're right, we come running into shul, we're angiyakt. I'm not here to blame anybody, but that's not really what's supposed to happen. And halacha that gebracht, that before you go into shul, before you even step foot into shul, yishamat, you gotta wait a minute. I don't know how many people do that. People are running and coming. They're late. Again, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm also the same. Believe me, I'm no different. But the way it was supposed to be is basically, Kim, Nahalich Beragish, Rabbi Yaina and Sefer writes, Samach LeBeisak Knesses. Even before you walk into shul, there's a way of how to go to shul. And that is Yemaya Pa'amav. He's got to run quickly as he goes in. Shenemar Bevesali Kim Nehalech. Even the going, not talking about once you're in there, even the going is a part of the Avodah of Bevesali Kim Nehalech Beragash. V'aymer, says Rabbeinu Yaina in Sefer, and you must say Bechnisasai Ani b'raiv chazdecha avoy beisecha eshtachave elheichal kachecha b'yivasecha. So according to Rabbeinu Yaina, when do you say matayv alecha? Yak Rabbein, say shlaf nish. What's meant? Ich will eich nit shlafen. Trust me, I'm tired. I also want to go to sleep. Aber was hat denn von dem? Gehen schlafen später. Lass mir ein paar gute Pshatim, Teitschen. Hier Rabbein, say kum. Lass mir lernen, was steht da? You know when Matoivu officially is supposed to be said? As you go in. Yeah. As you go in, you're supposed to say Matoivu Alecha Yaakov. This is a declaration of permission or excitement. Nahalach Beragash Matoivu Alecha Yaakov Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. Aveisai. Lomikumin and Anfag Ilalin Siddur. They could ask you, what did Rabbi Wolkin teach by the Shir? He taught Siddur. Say, Siddur? My little baby in school learned Siddur. There's nothing wrong, Rabbi. Say, Lomilalin Siddur. When Abdevils fell, Gabin, I put good candies, but different type of candies. I won't give you candies, Tsukayot. I'll give you Divrei Teira that you're going to walk away and so. Shayna Reid, you hear? Rabbeisai, there's a lot more in Vani, B'Rav Chazdecha, in the Matoivu. It's not just coming and saying, I'm excited to be here. I believe it's the Hakdama to the Yisoid of Tefillah. If you understand, and you're Misamek, to understand what does it mean, Vani, B'Rav Chazdecha, what is it? You'll realize that Yisoidei Satfila are being introduced, almost as like a heading to the beginning of tefillah. You know, who says this? Rabbi cites Zayach. Zayach Kodesh says, "Vani b'raiv chazdecha v'beisecha da Avraham." This is referring to Avraham Avinu. What was the midah of Avraham Avinu? Chesed. V'ani b'roiv chazdecha. Oh, everybody say, yet's left in siddur. V'ani b'roiv chazdecha do Avraham. Eshtach avel heichal kodshecha do Yitzchak. B'yirasecha do Yaakov. Oh, I'm coming here. Ich komm nicht da mal sei. Ich komm da etwas auftan. Ich komm da bringen, reden, Avram, Yitzchak mit Yankiv. Did anyone ever think this, that when he comes into shul, ich komm, was komm ich? Ich komm davenin. Und was ist davenin? Avram, Yitzchak mit Yankiv. What does the Zaya mean? Was meint the Zaya? Was meint das? Do Avram, do Yitzchak, do Yaakov. What does it mean? Aber ich sage, lass mir reden ein bisschen. Was ist viele? We all know the famous Chazal, that there's two pshatim in the Gemara. What is the inyan of tefillah? Either it's neged avos or avos tiknum, depending on the different gersayas, the way it's brought down in different places. Ovis, the ovis of a big sheikh is too. To tefillah, subsanita, snitstam, grade, punt, ovis, there's more. The ovis will misakin the tefillah. The other pshat is keneged kabanis, it's towards the kabanis. No, towards the kabanis, havada, carbon. Tefillah b'makim kabbanis, good gishmak. Aber was ist tefillahs avos? Tiknum, was meint das? Avos. The avos will misakin. Now, does it mean they will misakin that you have to say it? No. Does it mean avos tiknum, the nusach ha-tefillah, the yesoid from the tefillah, they will misakin. Avram hat misakin given shachris, Yitzchak hat misakin given minche, und Yankiv Avinu hat misakin given Mayriv. What does it mean? Avos tiknu, avos tiknu. Bechayra, there's an interesting Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis brings down that you have to mention the avos in the first brach of Shemoneh Esrei. And that's why, what do we say? No, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Abay say, was will me da? Why do we have to be masked the Avos? No, Zog Pshat. Schus Avos. Azei Zogs too. Azei Zogs too.
We come from the
Mishtam. Mishtam, Azei Zogs too. You know who says what you say, Rabbeinu Bechaya? Rabbeinu Bechaya Zogt, Schus Avos. Best thing to come and say to Rabbeinu Shlom, give me, do me, mention the others. The pasuk tells us, "Loi b'cha chashak Hashem mikol amim ki atem amat elo ki chashak b'aviseichem." So instead of bringing us, instead of mentioning us, we mention others. Rabbeinu Shlom hot leave the others. Okay, shein arap alamaisis to mention schus. Abay say vas is del kash of them. No, tachlam donim don. No, shiva light. What's the kash on this? Don't know. The Gemara in Shabbos daf nun hey Amud Aleph says clearly. Thomas chus avos. Shut up. How much could the avos take on their bill? It's Thomas. It's finished already. Mit azeiful abgetan. Mit azeiful problemen gemacht. What, it's a blanket check or schus avos? Thomas schus avos. So, how could you come and say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov?
They fill it up. Yeah,
we're filling. We're filling up the account.
We stole from them.
We're filling up the account.
Refilling.
You have a very big belief in your actions. I feel like if I had to fill in the account, the check would bounce 1,000 times over again. All this, me. It's not my kasha, Rabbeisai. The Maral in Chiddush Agadus on that Gemara asked the kasha. Frag the Chiddush Maral. There is no schus avis. There is Thomas schus avis. And for the Maral, yeah, you can't come and say Rabbeinu Shleilam schus avis. Nah, come on, hey, give me because it's chutna. Oh, but in tefillah, like Thomas schus avis. Yeah, great. It's good to come just for this maral. You hear what the maral is saying? That you can't ask. Other bitile in davening, megmin zagen the schusavis. What's meant us? I have two kashas for you, Rabbi Isai, in the lashon of the psukim, the lashon of the bracha. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Why are we breaking it up? Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Just say Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, VeYaakov. It's a good kasha, eh? Okay. So first of all, if you really know where this bracha comes from and where it's based on, you'll see how strong this kasha really is. The Rishonim say that this is based on that, and Rabbeinu B'chayit Achtzach even brings it. He says, "V'olacharaya, you have to be masking the schus of the avos because that's what Moshe did by the ego."
Yeah,
but he didn't say Elokei, Elokei, and Elokei. He put them all together. You know what? We'll do something different. Ich will schlafen und du sagst das Schir. No? And for the cash, the Chameira, the Kekasha. If it's based on Zechair, did he come and say Zechair, La Avraham, Alekei, like Kilo, it's Alekei, Avraham. Oh, they put them together. You know, when I was a little boy, I was sitting at my grandfather's Shabbos table, and he asked us this Kasha. Why does it have to say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, and Elokei Yaakov? No, meine Brüder, a scharfe chever, they were little boys, gute, eyes in a cap, scharf, you know, they knew how to answer on the spot. So one of my brothers, I think he must have been 8 years old, not more, seven, eight, in that range. He said, because if it would say Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, ultimately, gemein, see the selbe mensch. You know, today you have three names. You have like the Toldos Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yisrael Rebbe Chavesa. There's like a little. They put all the names together. Mivolt Gemeint Elokei Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov. Yes, it's the same. So we have to break it up. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. No, my grandfather was very impressed for a seven-year-old. Ganz good, but it's only good for a seven-year-old. Rabbi Yisrael. Once you reach after seven, you should really have a pshat and why it says Elokei Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov. What's the teretz?
Maybe each one.
Each one. That's the answer, right? No. Each one.
Serving the Eibishter.
Serving the Eibishter. Each one, right? There's an Elokei Avraham. There's an Elokei Yitzchak, and there's an Elokei Yaakov. Okay, you ready for kasha number two? That's not you're not gonna have an answer for so fast. Why do we say Yaakov? Why don't we say Yisrael? Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yisrael! Tell me, if it's based on the Pasig, Zechair, L'Avraham, L'Yitzchak! What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Yisrael or Yaakov? Yisrael. Zechair, L'Avraham, L'Yitzchak, U'L'Yisrael, L'Avodecha! So why does it say L'Yaakov? Tell me, you like the kasha? Has leave the kasha? You should like it because it's a mefurish goyin. The goyin zogt shreit chayv kayim. What was the Yaakov? What was Tutzach Abda? Yaakov is the matrega, the mucha, weis doch tala tere, wegen Yankiv Avinu, yeah? So why does it say Yaakov? It should have said Yisrael. You ready for a teretz? Voltach has nish gesagt and showed you that it's clear in the Goyin im Samen Reish, was the gemeint, sin mamish himmel teire, von greise chsidische Rebbes. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but that's what you would think. Okay, you ready? Sagt der heilige Goyin. In Pasik, in Tilim, Lulei Hashem shehoye lanu, if not, for Hashem would be with us, Yoimano Yisrael. Remember the pasuk, Lulei Hashem shehoye lanu, Yoimano Yisrael? Yeah? Zok the Goyin, what's the pshat? He says like this. If you take from Avraham, right? Alekei Avraham, Yitzchak, Alekei Yitzchak, Alekei Yaakov, how many Oisius? Yeah, you got it. Unbelievable. Oisius, the Goyim. You ready? How many Oisius are there? Should I wait? He's counting by finger. Once you count them by finger, I got to give you the answer. Because then you're going to have to take off your shoes and start counting with that also. What's the pshah? It's Chavav, okay? There's 26 Oisius, says the says the Goyim.
Shem Avaya.
But if it would say Yisrael, you wouldn't have it. It's too many. Lule Hashem Shayalanu. If we didn't want the name of Hashem, Yisrael, don't be gesagt Yisrael. That's the Goyin for me. You've been the Chalitfak. We come to Goyin Vaza. Shem, it's Shem Avayin, Lule Hashem Shayalanu, Loima Yisrael, Vaz Tutsachab, Tarabesat. Tchameire de Gare. What's he saying? He's like, that's the taich of the pasuk. Lule Hashem, if he wouldn't want Hashem, Yoyman, no, he would have said Yisrael. Some of the Goyin. Ankel, Vazogstus, the Chapili Ployim. What's he saying? Okay. I want to talk to you another Shaila. Yeah, a tremendous Shaila. What's the reason? Yeah. That we mentioned the Avos. What if us Vilmin the Avos? So there's two things we could say. The first thing we could say is that we mentioned the Avos, like we said, B'schus, we want the schus of the Avos. Or the pshat is, we want to be Davuk in the Avos. We want to learn from the Avos. Yeah. We want to learn from the Avos. I want to show you something so interesting. Yeah. Davening starts with Matayv. What's the next thing we say? Or, I don't know if you say it. In some old-fashioned shuls, they still say it. Adayin Olam. We begin with Adayin Olam, yeah? Why do we say Adayin Olam by Shachris? So you would say, man, big deal, right? No, it's a big deal. There is a big deal. In Siach Yitzchak, he brings a Meridik Pshat, that the reason why we say, he brings it from the Maggid Tzedek, you know why we say Adayin Olam? Because since Shachris is connected Avraham Avinu, who was the first one? Shekare la Kadosh Baruch Hu Adayin. It's Avraham Avinu. Meile, we say Adayin Olam. Yeah, Tanai, yeah, great. Shachris is about Adayin Olam. Adayin Olam. I saw in Chachma Musa. Rabbi Ruchem, Chelik Beis, Amit Reish Tzad, the Gimel brings from Sefer Pardes of Rashi. What's the taich that we say, Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov? He says it's not just we're mentioning that the Rabbeinu Shem's Elikei Avram. He brings down, and I quote you the Rosh, the Lashon, Kishayimim Elikei Avram, Tzrichim Lashchei B'maasim Shel Avram Avinu. You got to think about what Avram did. What we know of Avram, of how he lived his life and connected with the Eibishter, Kefize Yeshes Tzleinu Elikei Avram. Is that what you said? What you said? Elikei Avram. What was Avram? Chesed. He was Makir the Rebbeinu Shleilam through Chesed. Makir the Rebbeinu Shleilam through Chesed. Tell me, how many Lishainis do we say? We say Hakel, Hagadol, Hagiba, VeHanayra. Again, three Lashonis. The Ramchal in Derech Hashem Chelik Dalit Peivav Simen Aleph says Hakel Hagadol Hagibas Keneged Avram Yitzchak VeYakov. Hakel Avram Hagadol Yitzchak Hagibar. I'm sorry. Hakel Hagadol. Excuse me. Hagadol is Avram. Hagibar is Yitzchak. VeHanayra is Yakov. VeAni BeRayv Chaz DeChaavoy BeYisecho. But actually, don't say Eshtach. What does it say? Nivricha. Nikra Nivricha Lifnei Hashem. It's three Lashonis, right? How many Lashonis we say? Nikra, Nivricha, Lavarcha. Three Lashonis. It's based on that pasuk. Again, says the Ramchal, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But you say, Vos Vil Nivra. Vos Vil Nivra. So I'm going to tell you Amayrit B'Kipshah. You ready? I see the time, and we can end in 1 minute. The Maral has Amayrit B'Kipshah. Ha'ilam Shlav Vaita. How do I wake you up? You have 2 more minutes. You're getting... The plane is landing in 2 minutes. You ready, Rabbi Sai? The Maral fragt B'Kipshah. Do you believe that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv are the first ones to daven? He says, Adam daven, unayachot to David. So why are we making a ganze tumul Avram, Yitzchak, mit Yankiv? Adam, noyach, mit gedavid. And he has tremendous tifereta. Tifereta, yeah. You know what I would say, Pashup Shat, and only because I have to end also? No choice. Adam davened tefillah of a person in this world. Noach davened the world. Mabul, Chesed Eibush. Avram is avos tiknun, avos. Avram was the first person to daven yid tefillah of yid. Unzo tefillas. Avram davened unzo tata. It's a different tefillah. You know, people daven general world peace. It's ananda tefillah, satata daven, tefillah was satata daven, tata daven to fakind. It's a different davening, Rabbi said. This is unsere tefillahs. Havad Avram daven, Adam daven, the Noyach daven, and goyim pray, and there's a reason for prayer. Prayer is part of the yisoid of the Bria. For Adam ayin lavedes Adamo. That's everybody. The whole world needs prayer. But avos, the tatis of Mesachim Given, they took the tefillah, which is the expression to the Ribbono Shloim that a yid has from within. They were Mesachim the Shachris, they were Mesachim the Mincha, and they were Mesachim the Ma'ariv. You know what the Ma'ariv is, Rabbi? You say, what is Ma'ariv? Ma'ariv is Chayshach, Yankiv Avinu, of the Gullus. It's a whole different bitui of tefillah in the Gullus. We're davening to the Be'evishtah v'ani b'reiv chazdecha. That's shachris. And this the Maral speaks a little bit about shachris. It's light, it's good, it's chesed. Hakel hagodol. It's great. There are different kufis in a yid's life. Every person goes through different kufis. There are kufis, there are shachris, Rabbi Yisrael. Then there's kufis where there's mincha. It's not completely light. It's not completely dark. The day goes by, and this clearly the Maral speaks about. And then there's this manim of choshech, of ma'ariv, of gol, of tzaris. Yankiv Avinu says that he had the most tzaris. Le'giyu Maisen, he says, Le'giyu Shanei L'Shnei Savoysai. He suffered terribly. That's the tefillah of a yid during Ma'ariv, during Choshech. So when is Yankiv's tefillah? When it's Yisrael? Or is Yankiv's tefillah when it's Yaakov? Yaakov was Mechadish Ma'ariv. Not Yisrael was Mechadish Ma'ariv. Hakel Hagadol, Hagibor, you need Gvura. There's times when it's times when Hashem is Godoil, you see His greatness. And there's a time when you see Hashem's Gvura. Sometimes it's Din. And then there's Vahanoira. Times of Noira. Where a person sees Hashem's it's fear. It's dark. It's gullus. Keil Hagodoil Hagib Yankee. That's the Pshat Rabbi Yisai. Lulei Hashem Shehoi Yolon. We want Hashem. Havaya. Where do you see Havaya? We see Havaya in all different matzov. We would, if not, we would say Yisrael. The point is, the tefillah gives us an opportunity. It is like Magileginait. Connect with the Rabbi Nishlam in all matzavim. In all matzavim, in every situation, there's a shachris, there's a mincha, and there's a mayrif. We could see Hashem where if we connect through the tefillah, if we connect through the davening. No matter what situation a person goes through, he has his tilim, he has his siddur, he has his davening. Understood this. Understand what the davening represents and what it teaches and how much chizuk in life and keshu with the Eibishter the Yid is able to connect through tefillah, which is what he needs and what he's searching for. That's what he's searching for. The Adam is azlim b'em because they look at it as a chiyuv, as a maisa tefillah. This is v'ani b'rayv chazdecha. And I understand this. I understand the chesed that I have. It's a tremendous chesed that Eishta did for me. Ishtacha ve'el heichel kachecha b'yirasecha Avram Yitzchak b'yirasecha even in times of Yira Yaakov. And that is the maila. And this is the introduction of what we say Matayvo alecha Yaakov mishkineisecha Yisrael.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.